think with what my father said, we can understand the purpose of the additional Azor. In other words, Veyer is a Nisea, the Chozali Hotidin is a Nisea against the Maisakir of the Zal is not allowed to be a Chozali. Just as there is a Nisea that a that one is not allowed to eat the Veyer, he's not allowed to eat the Veyer. So in many ways, there is a Nisea, and Zal is not allowed, the Maisakir is Nisea. This Nisea, according to Rashi, is Osea, it implies a Nisea even for a Kayan to be Machalisa. So what kind of a Nisa is it? A contrast. A Kayan is not allowed to be Machalisa. You know, Dvor Lashon, there is no Nisa to be Machir. There is no Nisa to be Machir. So, let's say, if I will be Machir, Trefes and Veyres, to another Jew, so I'll be even with me there. But there is no special Nisa. Here, according to Rashi, there is a Nisa implicit an Ikean to be Machir. So that Nisa is based upon the halacha of Nisa. Because Achilas Rumo, Sias Rumo, Sichas Rumo, Domashe Darki Losei is Nisa. That's the Nisa in Tzeimei. To be Nechal of Ikean, to be Nishtal of Ikean, to be Nisa of Ikean. So it's Nisa. So here there is a Nisa that the Torah mentions not to abuse, not to profane the Truma. That's why the Torah uses the Lashon v'liyachal, not to profane, not to abuse. I would say that liyachal here really means not to abuse the kochei bnei Yisrael. Because there are two isurim. First of all, there are two isurim involved in Zahar Yisrael. Certainly according to Rashi, there are two separate isurim. Because according to Rashi, if the kohen is machir from a Zahar, he's even a Nisar. Apart from what he is. You see, let's say, according to Rashi, suppose a Kayan will be Machil, a Zari, Trumo. He'll be either that Nisar with a Chalet for Chimney Soil. Insofar as the love of the Nisar is concerned, if someone like it's also to be Machil with Zari. So, we say who is Achil, so it's another Nisar. But the love of the Nisar will not be able. Here, there is a Nisar to be Machil, the Zah. So in other words, that means there are two Yisur. One Nisar is implicit in the love of Chozali Hotei. And for that love, there is Malkes and there is Chiyus Mishalayim. That's a Nisar that implies the Maizachil is also. The Maizachil is also. Like, so it's the same kind of Nisar like Achilles Chayyim, like Achilles Kosov Becholov. The Maizachil is also. Like Achilles Pidu, like Achilles Nisar. The Torah says, the Yishki Chalkin is Gogo, the Yosef Hamishisel, the Yosef Lakin is Akedish. So, in other words, so if he's Zar, it's Trumo, if he's Zar, he's Jesus Trumo, if he's Zar, he's Soch, Bishemish of Trumo, so he's Chayo Vikar and Chemish. Not because he was able to love Chazal Yechokinish, because Zal Yechokinish implies a Nisar against the Maisis here, Maisachle. Sikhe does not constitute a Maisisir. But in the Hefte, in the consumption of the Hefte, so the consumption to Sikhe is considered like a consumption to Sikhe. Vatove, Kamayu, Vikirbe, Yochishel, Matzeito. In the Hefte is the same kind of consumption. So the Mele, and the Chiyuv Kerem Chemesh is based upon the fact that it was consumed, not in the way it was meant. It was needed to be consumed by Kayan, and it was consumed by Zah. So the male the Torah says, in concluding that, the reason is why there is a Chiv Kalachimesh, will you always continue this version of the Lashem? So, two things are important. One is an Israel of Tevil, but then, will you hallow, and they shall not abuse. That's why there is a Chiv Kalachimesh, because the Torah does not want the Truma to be abused. To be consumed, not in accordance with the way it is needed. So, in Mele, that's why the Rambam mentions both of them. Right now, this is the end of the year. I am sorry that I'm ending late, but this is the first year in Eden. There are now two things I want to point out. First of all, my objective is.
Yoredea Ilchasnida Perk Benos Kusim Yud Gimel Iyar Hatov Shin Mem Beis, April 6, 1982, on Thursday.
Now the thing says, no excuse. The engagement shall condemn the dam. So that's why they are talking to Mesnide. Because even though they are Zoya and they go to Chile, but they are Zoya in the Ilchasnide according to their own impression of the Ilchasnide. But they are ignorant, so maybe they might start counting with the real Damjorej. So, and the Chile, let's say, suppose if she started to see Damjorej and then on the third day she started to see Damodej, so she should start counting the 7 days from the real of Damodej, but they don't know, so maybe she'll go through the 5 days after the Riyad Dam Ode, and the Tzvi don't hear. So, being Tema, so why does the Mishnah have to resort to the fact that they are ignorant? And the Mele, they mistake Dam Toy as Dam for Dam Tomei. So, we take away Sheyid Ismail, it's also the Mishnah says that the Chachomim were gazing that Kusi, the Kusis, should have a deal of Nidam Aritoso. The angel is not the hand of the Katusso, the Dar Shevenisha, because we learn out from the Bob Yisere that he's like Tano and Nifet Vashiri Mechot, so is it Tano Benid, and but they don't recognize that Allah. So maybe the Chachomim were gazing to Masnide and the Nifet, but because they are not Zoya, Mashiach killed if she's grown up, so then the Chachomim did not, were not getting there to Masnide, because that's all they are doing. But they haven't been observing because of ignorance. You should hand out the Kadusha, the Darshan, you should not ignore it. Our daily is the Mifrisha, the Tabla, the Mitama, the Shliyesh, the Tarkodam, the Dam. Now, the Daloch that is mentioned in the Mishnah is that the Beyonite, the Mishka Tachten of the Beyonite, has the same status as the Mishka Velyein, as the Begadelyein of the Nido. Now, the Mishka of the Nido is an avatar, but the Begadelyein of the Nido is not an avatar, it's only a rishi. The Begadelyein of the Nido, Zav, Izovet, is only a rishi. So, Beyon Nido is Tomei, but a Beyon Nido, so the Mishka Tachten of the Beyon Nido has the same status as the Mishka Begadelyein of Izav. That's a two more colors. Before you more tachting shall be only the Kerini shall die. Do you tell me your echo no mask? The Lini shall die. What is the Lini shall die? So, Miforesh, Rashba, Shechia Hazar, the half is nine meso echo, Umashkin Shemikashi. If you have a scale, so on one pen, so there was a dab, and the other pen of the scale, there were echo no mask. So, if the Zav was on one camp, on one side of the scale. So it was Machriya. So the Echon Mashkin that's on the other camp. So that's the Mishka Velen. The Venir, the Befinit Rabbi Akiva, Korole Hesed, Mashiachriya Hazav because Matnai. And a Zav is Mitami Tumas Hesed. Now there is Tumas Maso and there is Tumas Hesed. Now sometimes it's very confusing, but strictly speaking, so Tumas Maso. Now when we say Tumas Maso applies, let's say Tumas, Divere, so there are a number of Tumas that are Mitami Tumas Maso. Mashenki Tumas Hesed, that only applies to a Zov, Zov and Nive. It doesn't apply, let's say, to Nivele. Nivele is not Mitami the Hesed. I mean, a Mes is not Mitame the Hesed. A Mes is Mitame the Mas. The Mage, the Mase, the Eyal. So Mase is one of the Tumas of a Mes. Nivele is Mitame, and Nivlas, the Hemo, is Mitame the Mas. Is Mitame the Mas. But not the Hesed. And the Mes is not Mitame the Hesed either. Mashenki Mezal, so is Mitame not only the Maso, but is Mitame also the Hesed. So So what is matzo? What is tumas matzo and what is tuma hefet? The very double matzo. What does it mean? That if an odom toyer will carry a velo, even though he will not touch it, let's say somebody will put a velo in a box, and then he'll put the box upon the shoulders of a person. So he doesn't touch the velo. It is placed in a box, and the box is put in the pocket or in the on the shoulders of the person. So that person becomes something. So what is tumas maso by definition mean? Tumas maso by definition means that the toya carries the gobatum. So then it becomes something. So if an odom toya, heretofore, odom toya will be naysay in the velo, the tumme, so then he becomes something. What does it mean? Mase. What does it mean? Mess is mitame the mass. Let's say somebody will not touch a piece of a mess, but he'll just try to dissect it, and with an instrument, he'll keep on moving it. He will not touch it with his finger. So it also becomes tummy. Not tumas magi, if he touches, but he will tumas magi. So again, the etzel kiseo of a mess is mitame tumas magi. So if a toyer, an odom toyer, moves an etzel kiseo of a mess, he becomes tummy. So maso, strictly speaking, tumas maso means that the toyer moves, carries the tummy. But nivele, but let's say nivele or mes are not mitame the hesed. Hesed means the other way. Hesed means that the tomei carries the toya. So nivele is not mitame. Is not mitame the hesed. Nivele is not mitame the hesed. In other words, suppose you have on a scale. So you have, on one pen you put the veil. On one pen you put the veil. And on the other pen of the scale, you put a kale. So the kale that is on the other side, even though it's a result of the veil being on one pen, so the other pen will be moved. So is the kale does not become tame, because the veil is not becoming the head. The veil is becoming the mass. Mass means that the Torah carries the tome, but if the tome is carries the Torah, so then that's it. So the veil is only mitame the mass, and mess is mitame the mass. It's not mitame the masheinke, nizav, zove, nite. Not only are they mitame the mass, but they are mitame the hesed as well. So the mele. The Rashbam explains Mishkapel Yeh of Izzah Sheyichiyah Hazal Bikat Nisnayim Lepeyich Lumash Mishabliyah. That's Eset. Now the Zav moved, he was Machriyah Deyich Lumash Mishabliyah. So he moved Deyich Lumash Mishabliyah. So that's Eset. So why do we have to resolve to a special posse V'chol HaNigir V'chol HaShiniyah Tachto? That's the posse of Hesed. The Hesed not lo mashayika by mazav. It's not this, the Yiddish of Zav not lo mishmaitu mikho achime from the posik of Hanigei v'chol ha-shini etach. V'nire, so Tekisha says that the Yiddish of Zav means something else. Haine beget she miktsosei al Zav u'miktsosei nikhar al Rosh v'lav al Hesed. Elo kishamasite kul, kiliko oma, izeu magore, jeruke kulei, heverine yoze seite, ze seite. So Tetzis says that the Yiddish of Zav means, suppose you have a big baguette, a long baguette, and part of the one end of the baguette is on the head of the Zav, the other end is on the floor. So if we didn't have a special dress of the Yiddish of Zav, so it wouldn't become tomei because of the fact that the zav moved it. Because when can it become tomei as a result of the zav moving the beged if he moves it completely? But if he just moves one end of the beged and the other end remains intact on the floor, So then, the Tumas Hesed doesn't take effect. But as a result of the Tumas, as a result of the Tumas Begedelie, so it becomes so. That stays here. Now, the Rash in Keri, so he says that Tumas Elyein of the Begedelien of a Zav means, if let's say, suppose you have many Begodim, one on top of the other, many Begodim, and suppose, let's say, many Begodim, one on top of the other. So if a person, let's say Shimon will put Ruben will stand still in one position, he will not move, and then Shimon will put one beged on Ruben's head, and then another beged, 10 beged, 100 beged. So even the uppermost beged that Shimon will put on Ruben's head will become tomei machmas elyein shalzav. And you cannot say hesed would be if he would, let's say, after Shimon would put, let's say, the body on Ruben's head, so he would move the head with his head. So then, by moving the head, he would in effect be massive, the beggar. But suppose Shimon puts body one on top of the other on Ruben's head, and Ruben stands like a dog. He doesn't move. So there is no head. So as far as the Tumas Hesed is concerned, that is deduced from the Potash of Mazar, it wouldn't become Tumas. But here we have a special concept of a Elyein Shalzav, without Hesed, without movement. This is the Rash in Perikalef of Kelim, Mishnah. Alright, anyway, these are the pshotim of Elyein Shalzav. We'll still discuss it. I mean, in connection with the Gemara that on the day of the day. Alright. Reb Meir, Teimed Mashma, the Masnis in the Beis Kutsim, Nis Marisotson, Lehasi Kirabono, Nelo Kireb Meir, the Chayish Lemiute, so the Mele, we are gazing at Tume, and the Beis Kutsim, the Arisotson from the cradle. The Chayish Lemiute, the Sova, the Kutsim Geremese, Ki the Wucha, the Beis Kutsim, the Beis Kutsim, the Beis Kutsim, the Beis Kutsim, so even though the Rabbanon agree with Reb Meir, because there are two questions that we have to consider. One question is whether we have to be cheshish for miut or we don't have to be cheshish for miut. So Reb Meir says cheshish for miut. The Rabbanon of Reb Meir says we're not cheshish for miut. Then there's another question: whether kusim gerem is saying or kusim geravoy is saying. So that's a machleke between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi. Reb Meir holds kusim gerem is saying. So they're Jews. Now, if they are Jews, so if they see the Amido, they should become slaves. But if they are going, they are going, so then even if they see them, so they don't become Tomei. Because a Nochis is not becoming the Amido. So, with the real Amido. So, Mimele, here we see that this Mishneh calls with Ramea, who says that Chayishin Yud, who says that Chayishishim Limiut, but so the Mele, we are gazing here to Mashvig on Arishosom, because it happens very seldom, but it happens that an infant girl will menstruate. It's an aberration, but it happens. And according to Rabbi Meir, that Chayishishim Limiut, so the Mele, we have to be gazing here to Mashvig. But according to Rabbanon, we do not have to be gay there to Masnid, just because it happens very seldom. And according to Rabbi Yisi, who says, Kusim Yahweh, so again we don't have to be gay there, because even if she Mamish was raised down, she still doesn't become double. Aber Rabban der Chalschum Mutter hat mich nicht so, so will Rabbi Yisi. Aber Rabban der Chalschum Mutter, wie viele kann man noch? Kiven, die Kosova, Kusim Yahweh, die Buch haben noch, die haben mich schmöre, die kommen her nicht. Michel Kuzbal shall be hoping, because so it has no effect. VK, so Kusim will be come and be needed. Kidi Benidus, Kida, come and come with his oil, with Tammy Zibo, with his hobby, Tammy Zibo. Vitevo, so that way, Vitevo, Bobis Kusim, Davin, this man is also having his Hezdovo. Ubisel, come and be shabby smash, and make a man the Polish out of Hezdovo. Umashba also, Davin, Hezdovo, Nicola, So it's Machin from the Morim Shabbos, that Ben Rameya, Ben Rabiezi, they all agree with the Yitzchak Dovah. One of the Yitzchak Dovah, the 18 Tachonet Kreas, that Zikni Misham and Zikni Silo gave there, was that the Moiskutsi Midis Maris Osam. So the question is, that can only be true according to Rameya, who holds on one hand that Kusim Girawa and the same, and on the other hand, Cheshrin Mute. But if we say, not like Rameya, that Echeshrin Mute, or even if we, and if we say like Rabbanon, Echeshishin, even if we say Cheshrin Mute, but if we say like Rabbanon, that Kusim Girawa is same, so then there is no basis for being itame with Kusim Arisoson. So, but that's one of the Chesdobah, and everybody agrees with the Chesdobah. If they come to Shabbat, it's much like Mamma Ponka, the Chesdobah, or Mash Mosna, the Chesdobah, the Kulam, the Yishloim, Abba, Fu, Rabba, the Chashu, the Fu, the Ahoy, the Shabbat, the Rabba, the Midis, the Arisoson. Then, the Godwal, in two days, he is in the Tafi, Moshe Godwal, Bate, with the Chehovi. Al Bate, with the Chehovi. So this says that even according to Rabbi, that Kusin Gerayam is saying, so they are going, and the Yochis is not the time of the Maside, but here there was a special takone that a Kusis, even though they're not Jews, but in order that they should be Nikmo, with the Jews should not be Nikmo with them in order to isolate the Jews from them, to be mouthing the Jews from them. So the Chachomim were going to say, to Masnido, Amikusis, Batlin Echor. In the same way as the Chachomim were going to say, to Masnido, Aminochis. But in respect to Inochis, the Chachomim were only going to say, to me, Aminochis, Batlin Shalom Echor, if she's 3 years old. But, because Batlin Shalom Echor, so there was a beer in order to prevent any relations with Nochis, but a Nochis that is less than 3 years old, the Chachomim will not give there to Masnido. Masein came Gabi Kusi, so the Chachomim will give there to Masnido even if she is less than Gimel Shomim Yimecho. Why should the Chachomim be more machmir? Why should the Chachomim be more machmir? And Kusi is, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Kusim Gerahoy is saying, can I really know he is? So they say, as the Kash at the end, and then they say at the end, because they consider themselves as Jews, and out of being they're not Jews. So because of that, they involve the greater danger than real Nochis. So the male in respect to real Nochis, so she don't have any more danger to Miss Nido only after Gimel Shalom Yimecho. But if it's a Nochis resting in Shalom Yimecho, not. Mashiach came with Gabi Kusim, since they consider themselves as Jews, so the Chachomim will give it to Masnido even unless than Gimel Shalom. All right. Vintay. Im kena mai leit leit rab meya, um shim chayish ni mute, leit neki kul aome, um shim tibua, the rab meya namu is the time of the tibua, but not the rab meya, hey, knosse, di konus rab meya, di momeine, kero ishu itamu behe, ויש לו אימא משום דרכו כוח מסיס מולס לו איתן ותנוע אלו משום שהשכריע כי בכתוב לו שיש לי על כל דם ודם שיש לי על כל דם ודם והוד יום הרגייסי מה יצא? So the Mishnah says that the reason is why a grown-up kusis is mitani to masmide because they are ignorant but if not for the time of ignorance they wouldn't be mitame to Masnido. If the Tana of the Mishnah, the Meir, here, had agreed with this Takone, that we should give the to Masnido and Ekusiyeh, Masnimua, so why do they have to resort to the Tana? Because they are ignorant without the recourse to the Tana of the Yeshuis Al-Kodam Vidam. So they should be Tomei to Masnido. So we see that the Tana of this Mishnah, the Meir, he does not agree with the Xeira of to Masnido, so why? Because of the possibility, maybe the mamish soda. עוד אומר רבי יצא מייסי לאיבור ותנוע אפילו אימו, אבל גם ניתן ברבי יצא משתנוע, הוא צריך לא עובר ראיו, ושכיח הוא, שראי יצא עם דיקפוסו, ואילב אוכל, כחוק חיותנו מלמיק זה בהם ניס. So, now, again, he mentions, Maise Ben-Bur, Vintilu Akilu Nimo, and that Rabbeinzi mentions, as a raya is why, a kusi should be mitamei to Matilo, but according to Rabbeinzi, the reason is why you mitamei is because of the muah. It's the muah. So, maybe it shouldn't make a difference whether there is a possibility for an infant to see Damudo. So Tesis says, if the Mitzvah had been that an infant never sees Damudo, then Rabbi Yitzchak couldn't be gazed to Masnido, Machmasnido. What's the pshat now? I mentioned many times. I mean, that's a very basic issue. Because all Takonis Chachomim, generally Takonis Chachomim, have two time. One time is to the why, and one time is to the how. How do you see that? We see that from things at the end of the first period in the Gemara says, there are three alochas that are hilchas and loitani. Three alochas. So one of the three alochas that is hilchas and loitani is Manishwash. Three alochas. So things says, Manishwash also has a time. Why would the Chachomim gaze here? Misaki, a takon of Manishwash, in other words, is the Malve in the presence, let's say, of Shimon, borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. And Reuven wants to transfer this $1,000 indebtedness that Shimon owes him, Reuven. He wants to transfer it to Levi. So if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are standing in the same room, so if Reuven says to Shimon, $1,000 you borrowed from me, you owe me. Instead of paying me, you pay Levi. So Levi acquires title to this indebtedness, to this obligation, to this mill. Or because, let's say, Reuven deposited, let's say, a golden watch with Shimon, and then Reuven wanted to give it away to Levi. So if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, the Mafki, the Mifket, and the Mikabe, are in the same room, if Reuven says to Shimon, the golden watch that I deposited with you, you give it to Levi, the Levi acquires time. So, baby Miller, baby Picotti, that's my misfortune. So it has a time. What is the time? In order to make business transactions more convenient, if there wouldn't be a key and if there wouldn't be any possibility of transferring title to a Picotti to a Miller, so then business would be substantially handicapped. So in order to make it easier for people to transact business, the Chachomim were misake in the king of Maishloshim. So it has a time. So why does the Gemara say that Maishloshim does not have a time? So because it has no time how it is affected. So in other words, we see that generally speaking, the Takonis Chazal have two rationales, two times. One time why? What's the purpose of being misake? The other time is, how is it affected? So for example, Dvar Teira Mois came, and Chachomim were misakim because of Shalayimu Nifzchufuchitecho Ba'aliyeh, that Mishichit came, not Mois. Now what does it mean? Dvar Teira Mois came. If Shimon bought, let's say, from Reuven, a bushel of wheat, and the bushel of wheat remains in Reuven's storage, in the Aliyah. But Shimon paid, let's say, for the bushel of wheat $100. So Shimon acquires title, the Chachomim were misakei, no. That if he just paid and if he didn't take possession, he didn't make mishiche, then Shimon doesn't acquire title. Why were the Chachomim misakei? That Mois, with Mois alone, he doesn't acquire title, only if he makes a Mishiche, because if Shimon would acquire full title with Mois alone, then, so there might be a situation, suppose there is a fire in Reuven's building, and Shimon acquired title, and Reuben wouldn't bother to say that, because it's not his loss, it's Shimon's loss. So why should he bother, why should he mashpiach himself to say if the bushel of wheat from the fire, some melech, a loss will be sustained by Shimon. So because of that, the Chachomim or Misake, that Mois alone not Gene and Mishiche is Gene, in order to induce Reuben, in case of a fire, that he should do everything in his power to save the chifetz that Shimon bought from the fire. So that is the reason as to why the Chachomim or Misake, that Mishiche is Gene, not Mois. That's the reason as to why. But what is the reason as to the how? How is Mashiach affected? Because if a person makes Mashiach, so that means he has dominion over it. He took possession. There is an exercise of dominion. So Mr. Asvore, we can understand as to how Mashiach is affected. So Takones generally have two times. One time is to the why, and one time is to the how. So there are three Takones that are exceptions. They only have a promise to the why. But how is it affecting? Just because Reuben says to Shimon, the $1,000 debt that you owe me, you pay to Levi. So Levi acquires title in the debt. How? How is it affecting? Just by the mere fire. That's something that cannot be conceived with words. How it is affecting. But generally speaking, so Takonis Chazal, and it appears even Zeres Chazal, Zeres Chazal, so have two times. One time is the why, and one time is to the how. One time is to the why, and one time is to the how. So Minele, generally. So that's what this what is saying. Elachanami, according to Rabbi Yitzi, the reason is why he pussies. Is Mitami to Mashmid on the house or some from the cradle? Because in order to prevent Timua, in order to prevent an intermingling, a commingling with the Kusim, an intermarriage with the Kusim. So that is a very good task. As to from the point of view of the why. But the how, that doesn't explain the how, it looks strange. In other words, the Chachomim HaMisake, that a 1 year old Kusim is tummy as an eagle, but if it hadn't been possible for a 1 year old girl to menstruate, so then there wouldn't be any good reason as to the how can the Chachamim be that? So Rabbi mentioned, in view of the fact that it does happen that a 1 year old girl should menstruate, so in other words, not to hope and pull it. So that explains the how. But why is because of the moon. Alright. Vite, the Hamilya Mechaiz, the Vite, because of the Vite, the Hamilya say, you cannot eat this man, so to not say, right? We will move on a little, we have double. We have double. So this is in the Kasher assume, that according to Hamilya, according to Hamilya, that Chesh is when you ute, so midrais, we are Chesh is when you ute, midrais. So the question is, Mimele, so it wasn't necessary to resort to a new takone. It's Mimele, it's making the right to the Chumre. But, Rabbanu says, Eichesh no Nute, so it's not a Sufeke the right. It's a Vadai Heta. Mashayim Kei, Rav Meir, that is, that we are Eichesh no Nute, so it should have a Deen of Islenke. And so in Atele, it's in Atele. We won't mind the Chumre, we should not be stomach the Hoa Asamiyah. Achar, you are the Regeach. אם כן, יתמר חסק אשר ירואה עשו. ושמי יחבו בדו יחוזה, וחזוק אשר ירואה עשו, ואהב האנר דחוזה, מיוטה דמיוטה, ולא יתמר מדירה איתה, אלו מדירה בון, וביגות רואה עליה ומדיחס דובו. So anyway, it is a shitty that if there is a mute, if there is a mute that is not supported by the Chazoke, so then, and come, if there is a the mute is not opposed by a chazoke, so then according to the male, Yachin Shishmi the Reiser. But in this case, even though it's possible that a girl, Vasya, should see the amido, but the moment she is born, she is not born with a zinido. So the moment she is born, so she is born as a tail. So in Mele, this Shoshet for the Miut is opposed by the Chazoket, because she has the Chazoket in the Mikore of not being a Miut. So in Mele, that means that we have Shmei Chube, so we have the Chube is coupled with the Chazoket, as against the Miut. So in Mele, the Miut is considered as a Miut and Miut. Miute, that Rabbi is not Cheshech, and Rabbi is not Cheshech, certainly not with Raise, but even with Rabbi Rabbi is not Cheshech. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin, that base on the base, that even Rabbi is Cheshech on Miute, so only Miute, but Miute on Miute, so Rabbi is not Cheshech, not even with Rabbi, but Rikabe, Kusie, there is a special takon, one of the Yitzchazot. והאבא חמר יכולת עם מתלמוד שלו, איתם מלרעיס, אומר, אבל הוא כבר בעלי מתחזור. ואם תגע, הוא רבי איש, אני תרסה רואים של המאי גוסו ביקוס, אם דלו מזדל איזו סום, ואתם חוב מגוסו, אבל הוא מושב מכיר המדין לא סום. זה פעי מנשם פה, יש לי מה תחזירו ביקוס, אם דלו בכתת מיקרה, זה תלו לסרול בניי, כבר זה עלי מה מסו סום, הוא ראי זה בריף נבא, אבל הוא נגיד חוב עם המגדיר את תובה, כבר זה עלי, אבל זה הוא יש לי בי, So Rabbi says that Kotnu Ktano is going to Yavni. Why not? Because maybe when they grow older, they become older, they'll turn out to be sorrows or an island. So it will be retroactively determined that the beer was a misakores, that the yidin was a misakores, a misalish dimbal, a misalish esach, shall even look in me. So this is the kashe, with the Die meine sie habe ich mich auch getäuscht, geht die Name von uns hin zu, eine so wie sie mit euch, mich behabe zu einer sehr hohe. So here, what kind of a shot is there? Monish. If she doesn't turn out to be an ironess, so then there is no problem. So it's a good thing. And if she does turn out to be an ironess, if the Yvonne does turn out to be an ironess, so that means that the Kedushin that the deceased brother made in her was Gushitoyes. So the Leila, she's not an Ishizak. She's not an Ishizak, so what kind of Naveh is that? We tell it, Tametam, the Haile, the Kibu Ali Yochi. The Haidav, the Misham, the Mishpia, the Mishira, Leila, the Alchemist. Tametam, the Tferet, that here we dealing with the case, when does Rabbi say that the Ktane cannot be Miss Yabe? That's in the case where the Yivome, at the time of the Kedushin by the deceased brother, as we said, when he was in Kadesha, even if you turn out to be an ironess, I still want you as a wife. I still want to be in Kadesha. So Mele, in case she does turn out to be an ironess, it's not in Kedushitoye. But, so according to Rabbi Tam, in the case where the deceased brother did not stipulate that he is mikabel upon himself, and he wants the Kedushin to be hal, even if he turns out later on to be an ironess, so in such a case, a ktane can be misya, a kosher ktane. However, the thesis in Yevomes, that based on the day, mentions another parent, the name of Rabbi Avraham Mevorgune, and Rabbi Avraham Mevorgune, he gives another parrot, and he says that when do we say that by ironess, so the Kedushin is toes only if the Baal, the Mikadesh, upon finding out she's an ironess, so he says, I don't want her as a wife. But suppose the husband, when he finds out that his wife is an ironess, so he says, I don't care, I want her as a wife anyway. So we do not say, well, let him make new Kedushin. He wants her as a wife, let him make new Kedushin. So then we say that the Kedushin is valid with my faith. In other words, so we see that there are two kinds of mekachtoyes. I won't discuss it, excuse me. I discussed it. That there are two kinds of mekachtoyes. There is one kind of a mekachtoyes that makes the whole kiyan null and void. Null and void, ab initio, at the very out, as if nothing had happened. And there is another kind of mekachtoyes that doesn't make the kiyan null and void, ab initio, as if nothing had happened. In other words, there is another kind of mekachtoyes that gives the baldomo the right to disaffirm the kiyan. And if it disaffirms, so then it becomes retroactively invalidated. But if he doesn't disaffirm, now, so we have two kinds of mekachtoyes. In other words, so irony is that kind of mekachtoyes according to Rabbi Navoh, according to Rabbi Tam. So irony is the type of mekachtoyes that invalidates the kiyan ab initio. And even if the Baal will say, well, I don't care, I want her as my wife anyway. So it's still a mekachtoyes. And the Dushi is bottle. He wants her as a wife, so if he wants, he can make new Dushi. No one will stop him from making new Dushi. But by saying, I want her as wife anyway, so that does not maintain the Dushi with Masreya as well. So at the contramatam, so Ironess is that kind of mekachtoyes that invalidates the key and ab initio. Mashink in a contrabnavon, so it is not that kind of mekachtoyes. Why? Because there are certain men who will decide to marry a certain woman if they are interested in a certain woman, even if they would find Ironess and Ironess, they still would decide to marry. There are certain men. So Mimele, so it all depends. If upon finding out that she's an ironess, he says, I never would have married her, and I don't want to be married to her. Had I known that she's an ironess, so then it becomes an affair. But if upon finding out she's an ironess, he says, well, I want her as my wife. And had known at the very outset that she's an ironess, I still would have married her, so then it doesn't become bottom up. It is a remarkable concept. But we see that there is such a kind of mekachtoyes. For example, in regard to Inoy. In regard to Inoy. So we know, pochet mishtus is mechire. Shtus is kono umar de Inoy. And yetha mishtus is bitul mekach. So there is a machleket reshein. There is a machleket reshein. I think that there is a machleket between the Baal HaMoyer and the Ramban. So there are some reshein who say that if the deception the Inoy was more than a sixth of the price, so then it's the mekach is bottle ab initio. And even if, let's say, the Likeach, when he finds out that he was deceived by more than a sixth, so he says, well, I don't care. I want this article anyway. And even though I was deceived by more than a sixth, I liked that article so much, I wanted to be tired. So even in such a case, it's bottle. But he wants the mekach, so then they let him buy it anew. But it invalidates the mekach. However, the Ari Sheim, I think the Baal HaMoyer, that's the Baal HaMoyer Shita, that the halacha of Yisa Mishtus is bottle mekach only implies that the deceived party, let's say the Likeach, finds out that he paid $10. He paid $10 for a certain chepetz, for a jacket, and the price was only $6. So that's Likeach has a right to invalidate the mekach. And Likeach says, I want the mekach to be bottled, so it becomes bottled. But suppose Likeach says, all right, so he deceived me, but I want the mekach to be kaim anyway, so then it's not bottled. According to some machine. So we do have, I'm mentioning that as an example, according to the of mekachtoyes, that does not invalidate the mekach, the kiyan, ab initio, as if nothing had happened. But it's a mekachtoyes in the sense if the baldovo, the kene, decide to invalidate it, then it becomes invalidated retroactively. But if the Kene decides not to invalidate it, that, then it's not in the Kaptois. So that's the Shite of Rabbi Avraham, and Rabbi Avraham mentions that as it tells on this Kash. But while the infant, so then that Tess is not effective. The Biruah Kingdom Yimu, whom Shum Shahua saw. Now, this we already learned from the thesis and the Ian, and that Ian we learned to accept. Alright, now do more. So we left off. My Yisha Vinisha. Because the Gemara said before, Yochad Yidon Ame, Anam Darshinon Yisha Vinisha, Vechichad Yom Mifres Elu Olu Gozor Abba. Im Zwei Darshin Yisha Vinisha, Vechichad Yom Mifres Elu, Gozor Abba. This is the Gemara, the Kashe, My Yisha Vinisha. Tanya, Yisha Eli Eli Yisha. Eli Eli Yisha. Tinei kez basinech od leinika menayim. Tamulei ma'ave nisho. Prosecutors, the Yishok, they Yishok, with a vote, Kisi Ezovo, Dom Yezevo, Vipso, Shivasyon and Pievenidoso, the Holandia Boyit Madore. So actually, on the surface, it appears that the vote of Achibu is superfluous. Why did the Torah have to say? The Torah starts discussing the new Aloche. So the Torah could have said, Yishok Kisi Ezovo. What is Veisho and the woman? Why end? So the war, and the superficially appears to be superfluous. So we dash, we use them. Tanya, Isho, Eli Isho, Tinekis Vashimechot, Nidominai, Talmud Lema Veisho. So from the war we deduce that Tinekis Vashimechot, if she is down, so she becomes snake. I'll make it mal bekro, basi mechot mal be. The Rebino. So we see that from Ivov, he say, we are mal be even the youngest. What is the youngest? Basi mechot. So, the Rebino. Isho in the other Isho. Isho. Eli Eli Isho, Nechus Basi Moshamu Mechot Ubiyem Nayim, Talmud Leima Veisho. Veisho, then there is another passage. That's Vayit Chotes Vov, prosecute Chet. This passage that was mentioned before is prosecuted. But then in prosecute Chet, the previous passage. So the Torah says, ואישו אשר ישקף איש אויסו שכבה זורה ורוח עצובה מים ותומו עד אורה. So the אישו who was נשקיבו שכבה זרה, she's also male. She's also male. Here also the Torah says ואישו. And again, the verb in positive chas is apparently superfluous. הישקף איש איזו. So, רימינו. איש אלו אישו, נגד בת אישו, נאכות מפי המיניים. תלמוד לאים אבי אישו, that if someone is born upon the nature of the mission in the world, so is also Neo. Also Neo. So, we only learn out from that, but the mission in the world. So, there seems to be a steer. From the drosha in prosecute test, it seems that the Bob Yisera is Marbe, even if he make it Basina. Moshe in prosecute Chet, it seems that from the Bob Yisera we are Marbe, not to make it Basina, but to make it Basina Shonimer. So, Omarobe, Tilches and Minu. Vas Nechino Rabon Nacho. Abon Nacho. So, Heiko, Veiluches. Ile Basina, or Dilches. Basha Mishon Yimechot, oh. So, how can we deduce from the body Seira in Posse Tres, Vashon Yachot, after all, the Posse certainly doesn't specify, doesn't spell out Gimushon. Hostomixi, El Vas Gimushon, Nimechot, Hilchis, Vas Nimechot, Kro. So Minastam, so if there is a body Seira, we should be used, we should be Marde, even Nimech. But, and that's the reason as to why in Posik, Yutes, we are Marbet, Inches, Pasim, Echot, that is becoming to Masmita. But, the reason as to why we say in regard to Posik, Yutes, the Dachke, Batushim, Echot, that's our formation. So, Batushim, Echot, Yutes, Basim, Echot, Umacha, Yutes, so, Umacha, so, since there is a local nation in Sina that Vatkim Shomim Yimechot of Yos of Biye, so why did the Torah have to mention the extra vote? So we know it, it's out of a local nation in Sina. So what is the purpose of the extra vote in positive press when the Torah says, Ve'isha Shemishka Fisha Isha Shekha Torah, to Vatkimah Yimitama Yorah? Why did the Torah have to say Vei, why did the Torah say Nisho? As far as Yom Shom Yachit is concerned, so we know that it's at our commission in Sinai. Why did the Torah have to mention the Bob Yisera in Posit Yitchet? In Posit Yitchet. So, Bachar Yilka said, Kol Omri, Rimute Ishmei. Ishmei. So what does it mean, according to Rashi and things, it's all the same. We move to each name. Now, we are dealing here with the process that discusses the case of Sheikh Bazar. The Isho Asher Yishkaf, Ish Oison, Sheikh Baz, Sheikh Bazar, Virochatsu, Vamai, Vitom Ador. In other words, so when is are they Tome? I mean, the man is Tome. And the woman that with whom he was sheikhi is tomei mitzat tuma sheikh vazera. That's only as a mishkaf isho iso sheikh vazera. But suppose, I mean, that can happen if a person is sick. Suppose the sheikh vazera is blood. The sheikh vazera itself is blood. It can happen in the case of a rare sickness. Suppose the Sheikh Vazera itself is bloody, so then it's not the time. In other words, only a Sheikh Vazera of Raven is Nisami, but the Sheikh Vazera of Dam, of Odin, is not the time. Now that can happen. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the whole Rashi. The whole Rashi. The Yisha Kisi is over. We need a Mishloi Kod, Yachsiv, Shivashyam, Yachsiv, and Yizoso. So the meaning is of each as each cafe shake of the be a shame coming the assortment of the cost of the sea return. Because the Torah says, Vitomo Adora, the Lord is showing God the shepherd there, who shall imagine this a story book, then you meet up. He will have a name, we need a Batinaho, we will be a Batimu Dvorim, Batimu, Dvorim, we will be a Batimu, Dvorim, allow our commission in Sinai. Kiforish was the Hodminai. Hey, Koy, you can take a little milk, Koh, I mean, I'm in Stamme, he didn't I'm in Stamme, Koh, the loyal, because he didn't die in Fayachil. Koh, stomachs, if given the vote of the Buyos, Koh, she will be so much, but I'm not, I will pass him with Mashma, may train me, but base it, but oh, in Dalit, Ella Bats Kimu, we can be a Yurkasin, and Koh, we need to make Rabon as Macht and Almas Mahu, who pass him out, we need a Mishtam and Koh, who may have to be a Bats Kimawa from Miss Missinani, whom he called Mishtame. So the Bobby say right, in positive press is completely superfluous. So we mute ishme. In other words, if he on Pasik Yitres, the Torah tells us, Tuma Sheikh Vazera, and Tuma Sheikh Vazera is Nitamei, the man, who is Metzil Sheikh Vazera, and is Nitamei, the woman, upon whom, with whom he was Sheikhei, So that's only if it's a Sheikh Vazera of living. But if the Sheikh Vazera is bloody, then it's not the Tamil. The Mutin is made, the Avakar, the whole Abbey, the Myra, so Hashem is bothered. After all, we are dealing with the verb in positive Ches. Now, the positive Ches does not deal with Dam, it deals with Sheikh Vazera. So how can we be the Maya? Ish made it. So, Rav Gav di kol al-dei de Maya, al-kol koch kidin di kol yisir se u midrosh hose. U mashi yish loch mit reish dom rakoref mi yin treish mei. But, ish ot nei obi dover omo bo, di hain eide, ve nish tom ebi dover omo bi isho, vi kash li haru ni michta vahar droshe gade nite, so I mean, this droshe limute ish meide would make sense, would be very compatible with the other passage, with positive test. When the Torah says, V'yishok isiyezov, dom yiyezivu v'psoro, shivas yomim kiyevim v'yoso, v'chola nigiya bo yitma adore. So there it mentions that if a woman has an issue of dam, so then she's mayor, so then it would be compatible with the content, of the passage, that the muten ish meide, only the riyas dam, the issue of dam, is mitamei an issue. But the issue of dam is not mitamei men. But here the Gemara mentions this droshe, the muten ish meide, in connection with positive ches. Positive ches doesn't discuss the issue of dam. Positive ches discusses the issue of leben. That's Rashi's kasha. Wie kashi haben wir nicht aber auch Roshi gaben nie in noch an. Gaben nie na mit kol khinex. Da shim mi kam noch, the reason Roshi that we mutenish. So, the khinex, di da shim mi kam. It's oh, vel kol amali, we mutenish me. So the reason and other. Ki da shim mi kam, um mi ta vayt. Ki di kom kam. Ha hu di gaben nie de limute ish midamamesh sheidam ayitim piyamo mitame bezive v'hai limute shichva zera odein. So, hai bimai b'nishtoy bei v'hai bimai b'nishtoy bei. So, inoch namo. So, there are two gzeras akosos. One gzeras akosos that limute ish meide. So that is mentioned in the passage that deals with Nide. Vimute ish midam amesh sheidam hayetze in piyamo mitami bizive. Now what is Nide in a man? It's a certain sickness. In other words, I mean, you'll find in all the books that Izav is a man who is afflicted with gonorrhea. That's a venereal disease. Now it is true that a person who is afflicted with gonorrhea is Izav. But that does not mean that every zav is a person who is afflicted with gonorrhea. So, I mean, zive is one of the symptoms of this disease, but it might be due to something else. So, zive means that if a person, without any intention, will drink a discharge, so that is considered a zav. That's considered zib. Now, suppose the person will drip the same kind of discharge, but instead of being white the way the zib looks, so it will be blood. So then he will not become affected with tumazib. So that we learn out from the posik that is mentioned in connect, from the Bob Yisere that is mentioned in the posik of dealing with Nida. So they were in Mayim, what Gimbora says, so, we mute ish meyeden. In other words, that if a man, instead of discharge dripping, and a raven discharge, will drip a bloody discharge, he will not become tummy. He will not become affected with tumazah. But this pasuk of that Rav Yisrael that is mentioned in pasuk Yudches. Now pasuk Yudches deals with Shechva Zera, so that Rav is memayin ish leidem, not ish leidem, a discharge. In other words, a discharge that drips without any tithes. But this pasuk of Nimute ish leidem has reference to a Shechva Zera, that is blood. In other words, if the discharge takes place the way a Shechva Zera takes place, as a result of a tithes, but instead of discharging an issue that is local, so to discharge a bloody discharge, so then it's not becoming too much of a death. Now all these things can happen. All these things can happen that the person will drip blood from his oil. That can happen. So this is what Rashi said. ומי ותבאי צריך לקדי כל מקום ההוא תגבי לימודי איש מידה ממש שאין דם היצ עם פיו עמו מטעם מביזיב. Only if the discharge that drips מפיו עמו is labor, not if it's blood. But then, חי ממה אשתו אבי, ואי וחי לימוד השיח וזר עוד. In other words, if it's a real שיח וזר, except that it's blood, it's red. So, of course, that is due to a certain sickness. But that kind of a Shechva Zera is not mitame to my Shechva Zera. All right. Now, then we more proceed. Vod itani. Ish oil yelish. Bas yud yomim zivo minayim. Talmud vein malvin isho. So, that is mitame. So Nirvam Nide, why do we need a special pasuk? Since Basimecho, Vodikan Isho, Linyan Zobo, the Isho ki Yozim Zeyi Domo, Yomim Rabi. That's why we call this Vod Pasuk Hotei. The Isho ki Yozim Zeyi Domo, Yomim Rabi, Bilo Es Nidoso, Oy Kiso Supa Nidoso, Kogi Mei Zeyi Tumoso, Ki Mei Nidoso, Tiye, Mei Ohi, So again, there is a Rav Yisrael, Ve'isho. So we learn out from that, that even a delayed case who is only 10 days old, and that is the minimum age, has to be 10, at least 10 days. Otherwise, we can't visualize a Zavadeira, because what, by definition, what is a Zavadeira? When a woman starts menstruating, so then, the first 7 days, now, the first time she menstruates. So that's dam nidus, it's not dam zavus. It's not dam zavus. So, and any dam that she keeps on seeing, let's say, she starts seeing initially, on a Sunday. So then, and she sees dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So, I mean, 7 days. So all this dam is considered dam nidus. But suppose she keeps on bleeding after the 7th day, and the 8th day, and the 9th day, and the 10th day, then the Torah calls Biloy Eis Nidoso. Why is it called Biloy Eis Nidoso? Because it's a very simple thing. In other words, when a woman, it's natural for a woman to menstruate. And every month she menstruates. But some women might menstruate for 3 days, some women might menstruate for 5 days, and some women might menstruate even for 7 days continually. But if a woman will keep on menstruating when she has a period for more than 7 days, then it means there is something abnormal with her. She's sick, she has to see a doctor. So that's why, so it's only normal if she keeps on bleeding for 7 days. But if she keeps on bleeding for more than 7 days, then it's an abnormality. It's not natural. That's why the Torah says, "V'isho ki yozu zeh domo yomim rabim b'lo yish nidoso." So in other words, as a woman starts having the period, so it's dam nidus, and the dam that she will keep on seeing for the first 7 days, so that's dam nidus. But if she keeps on bleeding on the 8th day, so then it's not dam nidus, then it's dam zavus. So the male, so if she sees Dan on the eighth day, she becomes his other son. With the rice, I'm talking only the deal, the rice. So she becomes his other standard, so she has to be Shemeres Yenkinet again. Suppose she sees Dam on the eighth day, and on the ninth day she's still a Shemeres Yenkinet again. She only has to count one extra day, one extra clean day. But suppose she sees Dam on the eighth day, on the ninth day, and on the tenth day, then she becomes his other daily, and then she has to count seven clean days. Because on the highest level, so a Nida doesn't have to count clean days, even if she keeps on bleeding 7 days straight without a stop. But before Shkia of the seventh day, she stops bleeding, so with the Raisa she can be Tidalis and she'll be Tayor. I mean, the Raisa. But, so a Nida has to count 7 days, not that the clean days, it can be unclean days. Mashainkin is of a day where has to count 7 clean days. So here, when the Torah says Vinisha Kiyozov Zidoma Yom Rabin Boyas Nidoso, or Ichizozov Al Nidoso, Kol Nimei Zik Temoso Kinen Nidoso, Tiet Leo He, so that means, and we learn how it, we deduce from the extra verb, even a Tineikes, so what does it mean a Tineikes? Not a Tineikes Basimechot, a Tineikes Basimechot couldn't possibly become a Zavidele, because in order to become a Zavidele, first she must become a Nidish. And then, if she sees Dam on the 8th day, and on the 9th day, and on the 10th day, so then she becomes Zavidele. So, what? No woman could become Zavidele without becoming a Nida once, in order to start the cycle of Yeminidus Yemizivus. So, the male, the earliest for a Dinekes to become affected with Tumazive, to become Zavidele, is 10 days. So, we deduce from the extra vote. In other words, from the book he said, the Tineikes pas yud ye. Oh. Vod it an Yisho, in an Yisho pas yud ye, the ninth amoy of Yisho, lomo lo yitma benide, tzrich, di kotor achmone benide, aba mene nide, mishum de chazo yechad yeyne, bo yom yisem zay, abu zo, vede chazo yechad yeyne, vishim eres yem kenegib yem saglo, eim eloi, tzrich, vilo yechde brachmone bizove, let the Torah mention the book he said, in the Posik Chopei, in connection with the Zavadele. So once we know that the Tineikes, who is 10 days old, can become Zavadele, so maybe we can understand that the Tineikes Basilechot can become Enide, because if the Tineikes Basilechot wouldn't be able to become Enide, how could the Tineikes Basiud Yomi become a Zavadele? The Lichmer Rachmane Bezovele Boi Enide, and Yadame the Zavadele Enide, Enochanam. Enochanam. So in other words, we don't need a special passage in what we say that a Nida Basilechod, that a Tineikes Basilechod, if she sees that news, becomes a Nida. We don't need a passage, because that we can learn out from the passage Chopeh, that is mentioned in connection with Zavidele. Velokhol Amalei, so the question is, what is the purpose of the what we say of the book he said in Posse Yutes, the Isha of the Yezobo, Dobi Yezebo, the Zoro, Shibasyom, and Tiyad, and Zoso, the Hoangea, Bo Mitva, Dore. What's the purpose of this book he said? The Lakol Omri, Rimute Ishmael. Rimute Ishmael. In other words, that if the issue, now there is a Tumazive, by men, what is how does it become Zav? If it drips from the organ, it drips unconsciously. So only if it drips later, but if it drips, okay, blood, even though it's done the same way as the Ziva takes place, as the discharge of Ziva takes place. And the only difference is, instead of the discharge being white, so the discharge is red, is blood. Of course, that's due to a certain sickness. He doesn't become afflicted with a tumazim. The Kolmud Ishmael, Hovnidete Chodazim. So, we already mentioned that. We already were on the eye. So, this is what the Gemara says. Chod Rekod Echad Lemutem Shivotera, Echad Lemutem Zav. All right. Now, מסיוב יומים, בוא ניתן אישו איזון כסיבי, שביום איזון דומי יום רמי, יום רמי, יום בי עשרה מגימו, ואתי יום איזון פסמור חבר כזיבה, זיין מנידו יגימו למזיבה, שמידי ללך הנידו, סכיפור איזו שמייתה, ואז חייף ומחילתי, מי כבר מנידה, כי מה זיין לך מתם מנידה, ואז שמידם מתם מזיבה, ומידי לגוי מידה, שמידי ללך הנידו, ולא כל מי שלחתי כאן מנידה, הוא אמרו, מי כשמידה, לא חמש מי שמתם מנידה, הוא איש, ואו בין זה ביו, חד ומותן משיך, ואז זה רעוד, ואין מי רשיך לזה רעוד. Then the Gemara says, the chen in his chori. So there, we also have what he said. Chen is on tan. Ishi ishma kamo da ima vishi ish. The rabbi still will be achot, shu mitame vizi ve. Dino rabbi Yehude, rabbi Yishmo yudne, shu rabbi yechon nebrei keim ari mitzorich. Hare ima vi zocho in keivo. Mi zocho kol shu zocho. Bein shu god u bein shu kot. U mi keivo kol shu mi keivo min deo miktano. In kima kamo da ima vishi ish, ima teo kosh mi yodo. So, we are marbe. The rabbi is tinnik bin yemeachot, shehu mitame bizi. Zivu rabbi yud. Rabbi shmoy od nesh rabbi yechem et reikei meir. Eini tzor. Hare yoei meir. Ui zocha ru nikei. Ui zocha kol shehu zocha. Bein shehu godei o bein shehu kot. Ui nikei vo kol shehu nikei vo. Bein dei vo bein ktan. So, in other words, we learn it out. We don't have to learn it out from Mishish. But we can learn it out from Ui zocha ru nikei vo. Now that is Zeister Hazov, Posik Lamed Bey, and Lamed Gim. Zeister Hazov, Vashatit Menesh Vazar, Tomovo, Vadov and Mizos Vazov, and Zeifi, Vazoko and Kibo, Ulisha Shalishka with me. Vizoko Koshu, so. Ben Shukot, Ben Shukot. Wenn gebe coach mit geben gedem kam in kema drin der ich die mit was mir otom au mit kema be kro wenn ihr mehr hat mal be drin ich ei really wenn dich schon nie mehr hat mit all wie ich gesehen sind in meine sich was da so da ist posit zeit pek das wort posit zeit wie ich gesehen sind in meine sich was da Wir hoch also meine Schuss, sorry, wir kommen ja dort. So hier we have the Dalloche of Tumas Kerk. So, why did it say Veish? The Torah could have said Veish. So, Bitesha Shonim Mimecho Minayim Tamo Ima Veish. Oma Rove, Yil Chesem Ima Vashu Mikro Rabu Nakro. Hey Yil Chesem Ima Kro, Yil Ima Mimecho Yil Chesem Ima Shonim Mimecho Kro. Kro Stom Ektis. El Bitesha Shonim Mimecho Yil Chesem Ima Mimecho Kro. Nechmacha Ve Yil Chesem Ima Kro Lomari. Limute in Shebeleben. So here we learn out from the posik. From the posik that says, Veish ki seitze minenu shich vazera, shich vazera. So we learn out that a Misha becomes stomach only if she has a discharge of blood. But suppose she'll have a different kind of a discharge, and that can happen, that a woman will have a certain kind of a fluid, a white fluid discharge. So then she doesn't become something. Alright. What does it mean? I mean, that means, let's say, now, as I mentioned before, people make a mistake. They say, Zav is one who is afflicted with gonorrhea. So it's true. Anyone who is afflicted with gonorrhea, so he has a discharge of that labor. But somebody can have a discharge without being afflicted with gonorrhea. Now, just as a man can be afflicted with gonorrhea and he has that kind of a discharge, that's a discharge of Zivet, so a woman can also be afflicted with gonorrhea and she'll have the same kind of discharge. It will happen to the women, it will be the same kind of fluid. Now, so, if a man has gonorrhea, so his stomach, he's out. Suppose a woman has gonorrhea, She's not the Zobe. Zobe means somebody else. You see, even though the Torah uses the term Zav in connection with the man, and the term Zobe in connection with the woman, but Zobe in connection with the woman represents something different altogether. Zobe in respect to a woman means a woman who menstruates, who has a menstrual discharge in an abnormal way. Below is the gospel. This is the definition of zivani woman. Zav in zivani man means it's a certain sickness on account of which she has a certain kind of a discharge. And the same discharge can take place in woman too. So, but if a woman will have a discharge, a woman is afflicted with gonorrhea, she's not male. If a man is afflicted with gonorrhea and he has the discharge of zivani, so then he is coming. So this is what the Pasuk tells us. We mut the ish and the leben. That if a woman will have the same kind of discharge, that a man will make him tomei, but the woman will not become tomei. When does a woman become a zobe? If she has a menstrual discharge, beroya is nidoso, in the imezius. So the term zav and zobe represent different phenomena. In a woman, zive means a menstrual discharge in the yemei zivus. In men, zive means a certain kind of discharge that is symptomatic of a certain kind of disease, whether it's gonorrhea or something else. So that's zive in men. So this is what the Gemara says means. The Gemara says the mutilation raven that the same discharge that in men he makes him into his arm, but in a woman it's not done. The mute is Now, the discharge of zive can happen in a man because of a shock or because of a sudden overwhelming experience. So the halacha is, if a man will drip from his organ the same kind of fluid because he was overtaken by a certain shock, so then he doesn't become tamei. However, if a woman will have a discharge of that, whether it will be in the knees or it will be in the Yemezivu, so it doesn't make any difference what the cause of it. Even if she has a menstrual discharge because of shock, so she's still made. So that's the halacha, that the man in Zoho is not mitame beinus, is not mitame beinus, but a kevo is mitame beinus. Mishim kutam beinus, I was calling mitame beinus in the law in Israel. Haben die Schuhe der Rodin, die Rache von der Rodin, die Schuhe im Arbe, wenn die Mechot, die Schuhe die Ezo, die Schuhe die Ischwe, die Schuhe die Schuhe der Rodin, auch ein Name gar Sino. Und machen die Rache, die Kolo Amori, die war den Tisch und die Schuhe der Rodin, 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 die Lomo, die Schuhe der Rodin, 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 wenn ich rege mir wie mehr von ich rege schon bis ich ja mit zu viel habe so die ja viel und nur kam ich in der zeit und so kommen die wo man die ja mir ab so habe ja mir die rege ist gut fixi man hat sich schon ich war da nicht aber so ich war schon in der gab so now that that what by that now what is that that means a special kind of a discharge it's a special kind of a discharge the Mishnah in Zobe describes, I mean, the marah of the discharge. So the halacha is, suppose a man has one discharge, one layer of zivah. So he's only coming to Maseret, like about Keri. Even though Keri means one thing, and zivah means something else, Keri means Shechva Zera, and zivah means something else, but if a man has just one discharge of zive, so he becomes affected with the same kind of tumah as in Balkan. In tumah seret, in other words, one day is done, that's all. He doesn't have to count 7 days. Suppose he has two discharges, whether he has 2 years in 2 days, or he has 2 years in 1 day, then he becomes his Av and he has to count 7 days. But after he's cured, he doesn't have to bring it home. Suppose he has 3 years, then not only does he have to count 7 days, he has to bring the korban as well. So the difference between a zav bal shteiris and the zav bal gimuris consists in korban. A zav bal shteiris has to count zayin kin, 7 clean days, and but call no korban. A zav bal gimuris so has to count. A zav bal gimuris has to count zayin kin, and in addition he has to bring a korban. Now the halacha is, regarding Zav, it doesn't make any difference whether he has 2 years in different days or he has in 1 day. But there is one difference. Even if he has 2 years in 1 day, so he becomes his Zav, he has to start counting Zayin Kin. But only if it's not continuous. In other words, let's say he had a discharge of Zivay in the morning at 9 o'clock and he stopped. Then at 10 o'clock, he again had another discharge. So he becomes his Av Bal Shteiris, he has to count Zayin Kin. But suppose the discharge starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and it continues to drip till Shkia. So then it's considered like one Zivay. And he doesn't have to count Zayin Kin. He's only familiar to himself. But suppose the discharge starts, let's say, 5 minutes before Shkia. Let's say Shkia at 6 o'clock, and the discharge starts 5 minutes before 6, and it continues into 7:30. So in other words, even though there was no pause, it was one continuous discharge, but since it spent 2 days, it covered 2 days, so maybe it's considered like 2 years, and he has to start counting Zayin Kin. This is what Rashi means. So, the Rias Kiliyon, Pein Sheroye Gimu Bidina, Pein Sheroye Shoye Bishoye Shiyon Yitzufim Habuzah, Mashayin Kin Gabi Nisho. So, if a woman menstruated, let's say, in the Yimei Nidus, and then on the 8th day she again has a menstrual discharge, so she's only in Zoletan, doesn't have to start counting Zayin Kin. Suppose she'll have 3 riyas on the 8th day, separate riyas, she's only a zolektan. But only if she'll have 3 riyas on 3 successive days, on the 8th day, the 9th day, and the 10th day, then she becomes a zolektan. So then she may show the Yom Yitzum, and Zahri, after you come to the Keitza. Lezoch on Kevan, and you have a Zoch Yomi, the riyas of Kovixi. Mon Akos of Shorein, she will call it Tomei. Abel Zobo, she was showing the Nechot, and Abel Zobo. So in other words, she does not become a Zobite. Zobo will become a Zobite. Dich zu mir sorgen und mach was sehen Sie. Zobo will become a Zobite. Bei dir, ki shuri meia, ki yot is doma are in usomo. Nich la Zobo an mide mit tame odo. Dich si, wie ich hasi nicht gaben, nich komme, ich si, bachla. No, no, that's what it means. All right, we'll leave. Now, so Sunday, you should be prepared and be more up to the mission of ministry. All right.